Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get
together. I've got a bone to pick with you, Mr. Leith.
With me?
Yes.
What about?
On behalf of somebody in your household.
Who?
Last week, you told us about taking Kiki to gymnastics. It's a Tuesday thing. It's a daddy-daughter bonding
time.
Oh,
yeah.
And she did a forward flip for the first time in her life, and you didn't see it. But not only did you not see it, you lied and said that you saw it so that she wouldn't get upset. And then I think there was some counter-lying going on, and, you know,
my duty as a parent. Yeah. When you miss something, you lie and say you saw it.
It's, fake it till you make it.
It's Hope part of the rules. Know.
Yeah, well, on Friday, after we did our show, you said, I've got to run. I'm going to go see Kiki at the Athletics Carnival.
Yes.
Now, I gave her the big pep talk. She was doing the 100. She was doing the 200.
Yep.
So you drove all the way to Campbelltown so you could be the parent that's there, that shows up for their child.
And I was there.
Sees them achieve things and watches them in all their glory.
Yep.
This wasn't just any carnival either. This was like the next level. This was like a zone thing.
Yeah,
she had progressed from one level to the next.
That's right.
So it was great.
A big thing for her. Yeah, she was that excited that you were coming along to see her in all her glory.
Yeah.
Kiki, good morning.
Good morning.
What happened when you did your race on Friday?
So, everything was going good and a girl dropped out, so I went in for her for the 200. And I ran the 200 and I was like, oh, where's Dad? Shouldn't he be at the ending line, like, waiting for me to take a good job? And I came over to him puffing and panting, and he's just there watching right where I was racing. And he goes, you didn't just race, did you? And I was like,
sure. So, Damien Leith, you went to watch your daughter race, and you didn't even know she'd finished the 200 metres.
Kiki.
Because you weren't looking.
No, you know what happened. Okay, Kiki, you went over to the starting line. They had announced that you could go over to the starting line, and I figured, okay, I've got about 15 minutes. So I opened up my phone, and there was an article about Steve Martin quitting acting. And I started reading the article, and I literally was reading it for about 3 minutes, and then you're standing beside me, out of breath.
And it takes about 3 minutes to run the 200.
Well, I really didn't think you had run.
I mean, come on, Dad.
I know. Like, what was the point of you even driving up?
I saw the 100 metres.
That's not the point. We need to do some penance, Kiki. What are we going to get your dad to do now that he's let you down? Not once, but twice. Two sporting achievements he's been there for, but he hasn't bothered to watch.
I know. Like, remember last week, Dad, gymnastics?
No, I remember. I remember. Well, look, what we could do is I can't take you anymore. How about that? It's me punishing.
Yeah, that's right. You just gone, honestly, I'm not going to bother to show up anymore.
All right, Kiki.
Are there any clothes that you want? Maybe, you know, you need something new for your bedroom. What about, Sheen? Have you got some clothes?
Yes, Dad. What about you just pay for that? I don't want to pay for
it. Okay, let me have a look at that. Oh, that's $88. I think you could cover that.
She has on my computer $88 worth of clothes from Sheen. Kiki? Asher, mum.
Dad.
The Illawarra wakes up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Big story from across the weekend. If your name is Steve, listen up. If you've dated a Steve, ever been married to a Steve, did you catch the Mackay and Whit Sunday's Life magazine?
No, I did not catch the Mackay and Whit Sunday's Life magazine. No. It's not on my reading list, but maybe it should be. Why?
Can't get that one on, what's that that app you go to? The Borrow Box.
Not on there yet, no, but tell me about it.
Imagine you open the newspaper.
Okay,
Full page ad on the left-hand side. Dear Steve, I hope you're happy with her. Now the whole town will know what a filthy cheater you are. From Jenny. P.S. I bought this ad using your credit card.
Wow. All right. I mean, there's layers to this story, isn't there? There's layers.
Wow.
I mean, who is this Jenny? Who is this Steve?
I know. And does everyone know who it is? Because surely there's more than one Stephen Mackay.
So wait, so Steve has gone off and done something.
Steve's obviously, he cheated on Jenny. Yeah. They're not like peas and carrots anymore.
No. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so she's taken out her revenge by doing a full ad in the newspaper. That's pretty, I'm pretty impressed.
Yeah. I'm not impressed.
Why?
But why didn't she put his last name?
To make it
Steve
really
Johnson.
Outie. Yeah. From 15 Boulevard Street.
Yeah. If you're going to go this far, give the full name. Don't leave it. It's not, this is not Agatha Christie. It's not a murder mystery for us to figure out.
Please give us the initial of his last name.
That's right. At least put a photo of him in there. Because, I mean, if they were together, obviously they'd have a photo.
Yeah, I mean, she's almost gone there. She's almost done a really cool thing.
She
hasn't.
A pub in response has done something pretty cool. They've, you know, the front, how you've got the advertising, you put in all the little letters and it says, Dear Jenny, I'm sorry from all the Steves.
Oh, geez.
So Steve now is like, you know, the infidelity, the new Karen.
Oh, the new
of
Karen,
the infidelity world.
Oh,
don't be a Steve.
Don't be a Steve. Oh, he's a dirty old Steve. The Randy Steve. Stay away from Horn Dog Steve.
Yeah.
Is this the best, though, that you've heard of?
What?
Like a revenge.
Yeah, like a relationship revenge.
Yeah. I reckon it's pretty cool.
It's great.
If the name, full name was there, I mean, most people don't do anything, do they? They just kind of get angry and move on, and that's really
good.
Or
they give them a slag and on Facebook.
So it's a kind of a name and shame. Have you ever caught anyone doing anything McNasty?
I had a boyfriend once and we were at a party and then he left early with some other friends and I stayed on and I was like, oh, I'm just going to go surprise him later. Well, didn't I get the surprise when I tried to get in the room and the door was locked and then I found him in bed with another friend that we knew.
Jeez.
Tina, her name was.
Oh, Tina.
Yeah, I wish I'd, you know, had the foresight or the thought to put something in the paper. Instead, I just swore at him and said, you're dumped.
You dumped.
And left, and that was it.
Well, good on you.
Last time we were ever together.
Well, I mean, this old Steve, whoever he is, he should count himself lucky. There was that woman a couple of years ago. Do you remember the Bobbitt story?
Oh, God, I know. Steve, at least it was just in the paper.
This was in the paper. You didn't get anything.
You were wrapping your man friend in some paper and taking it to the hospital.
Full page ad. Got off lightly.
Yeah, that's right.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Jade, do you remember on Friday you were over at my house?
Yes.
We did the show from my house.
That's right, we did, because you had the kids. I had to look after the kids, so I came over to yours. We did the show in the lounge room.
That's right.
And I was saying it was a bit of a menagerie because there were animals everywhere.
Well, no, it was, because you had Billy, my dog, but had my little rabbit, Bluey.
Yeah.
She's a gorgeous little rabbit running around the place.
Oh, so tame. She was like
tame,
trying to sit on my shoulder. Like, I just kind of looked and there's a rabbit right up on the lounge next to me.
She's a cool dude. Yeah. She's fully toilet trained.
Amazing.
It is pretty amazing. Rabbits are extraordinary things, but we're learning about our rabbit as time goes on. We've had her about 9 months or something like that.
Yeah.
And gorgeous little thing. However, I noticed things have been changing. Did you notice on Friday that she's hanging around me a lot? She's she goes around. If I walk out of the room, she'll be right at my feet.
Yeah. I just thought, because she was that tame, I thought she's just like a dog, you know, and they kind of just at your feet all the time.
Well, I thought that too. But she hasn't always done that. So quite often with me, she'll run away because I'm the one who will actually pick her up and put her into her pen.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the end of it.
Yeah.
You know? So I spoil the fun.
Yeah.
That's my job. But recently, she's hanging around a lot. And I thought initially maybe it was because Eileen was gone away. You know, because Dino, you've mentioned in the past about Pac-Man.
We get that in a place with the dogs.
Yeah.
Like if it comes like 6 o'clock at night and one person is not at home, our dogs start to fret. And then when that final person does enter into the room, they go nuts. So I thought it might be like a pack thing with the bunnies.
Oh.
Well, or a burrow thing.
Yeah, well, I did a bit of research because, I mean, it was getting out of hand. You know, I'd sit down on the couch and suddenly she's sitting.
She's all over you.
She's at my lap. And then suddenly she's on my, you know, on my shoulder and she's sniffing and she's licking and all this sort of stuff. And I'm like, okay, Bluey, get away. You know, what are you doing, Bluey?
Enough.
So I looked up online and apparently it either means she wants attention, which she gets a lot, or more than likely it says she's reached a certain maturity in her life. And she's trying to court me.
Oh, really?
I.e., she has taken a fancy to me.
She's taken a fancy. The rabbit has taken a fancy to you.
Now, look, it's not an unusual thing that you know, things taken a fancy to me. It's what I've become accustomed to over the years. But
you didn't have much luck with the actual humans growing up, but the animals love you.
The animals just adore me. I tell you, when it comes to animals, woo, stop it. I should become a furry. No,
what'd you say? You should become a what?
You know, furry and those people who dress up in animals.
I don't know about that.
Oh, yeah, forget it. But anyway, yeah.
Like Dr. Doolittle, hey? You know how to talk to the rabbits.
I know how to talk to the rabbits. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen. I got to watch her now because she's obviously...
She's got a thing for you. You have to stop walking around the house with your shirt off.
I'm going to dress down. That's what I'm going to do. Because clearly I'm turning her on. I'm turning the rabbit on.
Yeah, that good looking.
No
she
more.
She doesn't care that you're not a rabbit. You're that
No, because once you get that animal instinct,
the pheromones
going to leak out from my skin. You know, the animals go wild.
Maybe you need to shower. Maybe that's the other problem. You just stink. Just imagine that. You're sitting on your lounge watching Netflix and she comes up onto your shoulder.
Oh, yeah.
And then she whispers into your ear.
What's up, Dad?
Is that doing it for you, Damien?
It's not.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
People of the Illawarra, I need your help. I'm about to create something that could help parents, grandparents, babysitters.
You got your arms stretched out there like you're an evangelistic minister or something.
I have a dream. It actually has to do with dreams.
Okay.
I want to create the ultimate playlist. It's called Go the F to Sleep.
All right, okay.
All right,
yeah,
so I'm
making
this on Spotify.
Yeah.
So over the weekend, of course, I was flying solo with all the kids and they were being a little bit feral.
Yeah.
And then when we're in the bedroom, we've got a little Google Play there and I was like, okay, gonna have to do it. Gonna have to put on the Corries because there's this song, the Corries. So there's this song called from the Corries called Will You Go, Lassie Go.
Cause.
No, the Corries.
Oh. Okay.
They're like an Irish band. Do you know
what
they are?
I don't know the Corries.
Okay,
no.
Well, there's this song. My husband discovered it somewhere random. I don't know, some deep dive onto, you know, YouTube one night quite a few years ago. And he started singing it to, like, Lulu. And then when Owen came along, he would sing it as well. And now we've got Google Play. He just plays the song. But this song puts the kids to sleep. So here we go, Dino.
The summer time has come. And the trees are sweetly blooming.
Anyway, I'll put this song on. And generally by the time the song finishes, most of the kids are asleep. But that is our go-to song.
It's pretty good, actually, I have to say.
The kids to sleep.
I mean, that's a classic... A song in Ireland. It is a gorgeous. I mean, that's very slow, isn't it?
It is very slow.
They're just kind of going. They're boring them to sleep.
It does pick up though, because we play the live version. It does pick up. They get the audience to sing. It gets a bit rowdy at the end. But anyway, that is our go-to sleep song. And so I thought it'd be really cool to create a playlist. Okay. I've got my Spotify account open right now. So
we can build it and then share it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So we can make it public on Spotify. I've titled it Go the F to Sleep.
Yeah. Oh, look at you. Okay, go the F to Sleep.
And I've put that song in. So, Damien, you've got three kids. Do you have a song that you
I've just sent you a link there, Dino. This is the song that I used to always play, all right, for my kids. It goes like this.
It sounds like.
It's a U2 parody that was on YouTube. I stumbled upon it on YouTube somewhere along the way, years ago.
Yeah.
And it's, if U2 did a kid's song, this is how it would sound.
Wow.
Head, shoulders, knees and toes.
And you play that to put the kids to bed. How random. I love it. Yeah. I'm adding that to the Spotify
put
playlist
it on there.
Right
put it on
now.
There.
Two songs in. Look, Donna's given us a buzz. Hey, morning, Donna, where are you from?
I'm from Albion Park.
You want to add a song to Jade's Spotify playlist to get the kids to sleep? What are you chucking in?
Eternal Flame by the Bengals.
Oh, love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
That would knock you out, wouldn't it?
Especially when she hits the high notes.
Especially when I sing it, yeah.
Love it. Thank you, Donna. 4275196 5.
Yes.
If you want to chip in, what song have you used, either now or in years gone past, to get the kiddies to sleep?
Yes.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien. on 96.5 Wave FM.
It's been titled Go the F to Sleep.
Yes.
So we all know that infamous book. Well, I'm creating the playlist. And we're putting songs in there that you used to help put your kids to sleep. So the go-to in our house is this one from the Corries.
Oh, the summer time has come.
I feel sleepy even less than
It is
Will
soothing.
You go, lassie, go. My husband found it works for our kids every time. But I want to create a playlist. What have you got, Illawarra? 4275-1965. Yeah. Just let us know the song that you use to help put your little ones off to bed.
And you know the interesting thing about this is it's not the obvious ones.
No.
The kids sleep to all sorts of different music.
That's right. That's right. They've all got their own tastes.
Debbie, all right, tell us what song did you use to let their little ones go to sleep?
For my daughter and my granddaughter, I used to sing You Are My Sunshine.
You are my sunshine.
My only sunshine.
That's beautiful.
Very nice. Okay.
I like that. I like that version of that. Who's that?
That's Christina Perry.
Oh, yeah. Nice. I'm adding that to the playlist. Thank you.
Well, what else you got, Debbie?
And then for my son, I used to sing John Lennon's Beautiful Boy, which Damien and Darren just had at their concert in Coffs Harbour, and I cried all the way through it.
Oh, did you?
That's so cool. Oh, Debbie.
That's beautiful.
Yes, and it's John Lennon died the year my son was born, and I used to always sing that and change Sean to, his name was Stuart.
Yeah,
and I used to sing "Beautiful, Beautiful Stuart."
That's lovely.
Well, that's beautiful.
I'm adding that to the playlist as well.
Good on you, Deb. Look, really appreciate the calls. Keep them coming. Alison's on the blow. Now, morning, Alison.
Hi.
All right, Alison. What is your go-to song to get kids to sleep?
My daughter's favorite when she was having a meltdown was "She Sells Sanctuary" by the Cult.
Oh wow! Oh wow!
Oh yes.
No one expected this one.
Yep, used to calm her down every single time.
Oh, I love it. I'm putting that in the playlist.
Did it calm her down because you played it so loud she couldn't compete with it?
Like you're thinking.
Just whacked her into submission with the music. I love it.
I love it. Good choice. Good choice.
All right, thank you for that. 4275-1965.
All right, Beck, Lake Illawarra, give us your go-to sleep song.
Well, we've got a few, but we always have to end with Elton John's Blue Eyes.
Oh, that's a nice one, isn't it?
Blue Eyes.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
It's soothing.
Baby,
it feels like I'm being rocked to sleep.
I'm adding that to the list too.
I feel like right now.
This playlist,
my son falls asleep to it when I sing it, but it always works when my husband sings, but my singing voice is a bit horrible.
He's probably just pretending to be asleep so that you'll go and leave the room.
All right, Beck, look, appreciate that. Keep the suggestions coming, all right?
Please.
We've got this up at our Facebook page as well. So Jade is on a mission this morning to get this playlist built.
I'm creating it.
If people Google, if they search on Spotify, they'll be able to find it.
Go the F to sleep.
But we'll share it on Facebook.
We'll share it on
anyway,
Facebook. Yeah. Once we've got the playlist up and running, then you can use it at home.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. You make me lose my mind. Jade and Damien. Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get together.